passed away before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And on my dad's side, you know, I can't really remember seeing him all that much, but I can remember him some. I called him Pa.
Pa?
Mm-hmm.
What about your grandmother? Did you know him?
I called him Granny.
Granny?
Granny.
Okay. And what would be a term for a woman whose husband had passed away?
Hold up.
What would you have to push a baby in? Do you have any kids?
I got one on the way.
Do you?
Real soon.
Okay. So you're probably out buying something like that.
I'm already broke.
Yeah.
There's no more money in my house. Got you a stroller.
Yeah. Do they ever have any other? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've got 3 brothers and 9 sisters.
Wow.
What do you say, what?
Hey.
Do you remember if they used to have anything different? Like the babies would lay down in instead of sitting up like they have now.
The only thing I can remember is what they call a walker. But it was round looking and you'd just sit him down and you had 4 wheels.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, that's
all. And they can kind of...
All my sisters in the have and stuff like that. And that, you know, stroll was about it.
Okay. And what would you say about a woman who's going to have a baby that she's...
pregnant.
You know, some
all people... with child, but if you don't see with child much, everybody... I can say, right. My wife's pregnant, so she's pregnant.
Some old people think that's not a polite way to.
Yeah, well, you can still find, you can still find some of your older people that are 80, 90 years old. They'll say this woman's with a child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your court system still does it.
Huh.
Here. You can go up and find out, you know, some of the older judges say, okay, you know, calm down. Reason why you're here is because this woman's with a child and we're going to do something about it. You know? You don't want to live with her, we're going to make sure you support her, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not the only time we hear anything other than she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Most of babies, well, they have a hospital right down the street.
Well,
they have anybody who goes out to the houses, delivers them at home?
I don't know of any. Stokes Rentals don't deliver children anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I know of goes to Forsyth Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a problem, child is shipped over to Baptist Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they call them. They call them women that delivers children.
Like midwives.
Midwives?
Yeah.
I don't know of any.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, I know my wife told me, she says, well, I can check into this place at Forsyth Hospital, she says, but I've got to have a totally natural birth. I don't get no epidural or any kind of thing for pain. She says, I don't want that, you know. I might not want that, so I'm going to put my options open, you know, and go the other route.
Yeah. I have a friend who had her baby, but she wished she had because that child was about 10.5 pounds.
Oh, Lord.
She was wishing she had some of
that
painkillers. What would you say about a child?